Hello, and welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio, and my guest today has been playing Cupid with her friends and her relatives since she was an adolescent in junior high school. Phone calls at 2 a.m. from friends desperate for her relationship advice has been a common occurrence throughout her life. As a result of her many successes, she has parlayed her matchmaking ability, her keen intuition, and years of work experience in headhunting and recruiting to open her own boutique, offering the best matchmaking services for those looking for the ideal life partners. Samara Sullivan founded Lasting Connections over 5 years ago. Her vision was to create a service that instead of tirelessly shifting through existing databases or waiting for the right one to come along, she would develop new protocols to proactively find perfect matches for her clients. Samara also created an innovative program catered to the needs of women, which are different than those of men. She and her team launched a virtual matchmaking and coaching program that has proven to be extremely successful in helping women find a partner at any age. Her Lasting Connection Love Boutique offers a singles registry, image consulting, and luxury retreats where women can learn the techniques to revamp their love lives in exotic locations. Lasting Connections has something for everyone who walks through the door, ready to open their hearts and their minds to finding lasting love. Samara Sullivan holds 2 master's degrees in clinical psychology and in education administration. Her expertise has been featured in national media outlets, which include Cosmopolitan, Men's Health, Paper City Magazine, Fox News, Allure, Bustle, and many more. Samara, I am so excited to have you on our show today. Thank you so much for coming on, and I can't wait to jump into this topic.
Thank you for having me, Georgiana. I am really excited to be here today.
Well, there is so much that we have to talk about, and I had the pleasure, of course, of speaking to you in a pre-interview before today, and I loved some of the things that you said. There are 2 things that so stuck out in my mind. It was incredible, and I think, you know, those 2 things alone, if anybody just listened to those 2 comments you made, I think that would be worth the consulting fee. You said, never ignore your gut. Boy, is that good advice. And the other one is it has to feel good. You know, whatever you're doing, whoever you're dating, whatever the relationship is, if it doesn't feel good, it probably isn't good. So
yes.
I would love for you to start telling us. We made a list, about some of the things you wanted to talk about, but tell us about this exciting, wonderful, romantic, I'm sure wildly challenging and exciting business that you have in New York City.
You know, I love what I do, and I feel like I've been doing it for so long that I've just, you know, you see people's patterns and what they do, and you see so many people. I meet with so many different people. I talk to so many different people, and it kind of gives you a very different perspective. And after a while, you feel like you kind of get what's going on. Like, you get the insights, and you tell when people come up to me and they ask me what's going on with the dating world today, what's wrong with the dating world today, I have to tell them, you know, there's really nothing wrong. We have made it this way. You know, there's a lot of things wrong, of course. You know, there's too much technology. There's too many dating apps. There's too many options. But it's what we do, you know, that should matter, and how we approach dating. And what I do is really, you know, I help people break their patterns. There's so many obstacles we put in front of ourselves when we're out there dating. We make our own lives difficult. And it's not that hard if you just follow the simple steps and listen to your gut and do what feels good and what feels right. I feel like a lot of people just don't do that. And I feel like if you do that, if you listen to yourself, if you listen to your gut, you listen, you know, you do what feels right, you are on the right path. But I feel like, you know, because of so much pressures out there, there's so much societal pressures and stereotypes and what's right and what's wrong and what we should do when it comes to dating, I think people are so confused. And you know, I what I do is basically make my clients' lives better. I coach them, I guide them, I help them not only become better daters, but also have more successful relationships and really, you know, figuring out what their patterns are, what they have done in the past that has led to unsuccessful relationships, and what can they do now to improve their relationships. So not that I'm just a match. I'm not just a matchmaker. I'm also a coach. I'm an expert, you know, relationship expert, because I'm able to help them with all the communication issues that may come up in their relationships once they are in the relationship, the obstacles that come up. So I'm able to guide them with that and help them have a successful relationship.
Absolutely. You also have a master's degree in clinical psychology as well as in education administration. So you've got some really good skills about what goes on in terms of the details from kind of a clinical perspective. And then you have
exactly
all this experience. And I love when you were telling me the story about how you're very intuitive. And your friends and your cousins would call you up at 2 o'clock
yes
in the morning, you know, desperate. Can you talk about that when you were young and what that was like, you know, having so much intuition and really having a sense of who belonged to who?
You know, I think what happened is a lot of people would come up to me, and my friends would come up to me. They would ask me for advice, and I would give it to them, and they wouldn't like it the first time around. And when things didn't work out in their relationships, whether it was friends or boyfriends or girlfriends, then they would come up to me and they would say, you know, you were right about this. I would never say I told you so. I don't do that. But I would, you know, they would come to me and they would say, you were totally right about this one, or you were right on. What made you tell me this? Like, why did I not listen to you? And I told them, you know, this is your path and you're supposed to go on that path, but you just have to learn from it and not repeat the mistakes again. So they would, it's really weird how it happened. Like, I just would know about certain people that they were dating, things weren't going to work out. You know, it's like, it was just very natural to me. I just told them how it was, or the energy that I got from someone, or, you know, I'm really good at reading people. And that's one of the reasons why I am so successful in what I do and, you know, just reading my clients, because I don't work with people, you know, for my lead clients. Like, I don't just work with anyone. I get to know my client. And if I don't get a good feeling from someone and I feel like I can't help them, I'm not going to take them on as a client. So, you know, it's something that was just very natural to me from a very young age. And, you know, I did it, and I never knew I would have a business that was matchmaking and relationship coaching and all that, and that I would be so successful at it. So I guess, you know, it's fate. I was meant to do this, and it just happened so naturally.
How wonderful. I mean, it sounds like, you know, your fate and your destiny and your skill, it all colluded, as it does for so many people, to come to this great service. I call your business a boutique, because when I think about all the things we talked about and how you described it, it would be like going to the best boutique.
It is.
You know, like having this wonderful array of services, these exciting people to work with. And I know you're located in New York City, but you do work around the country as well. Do you want to talk about your location? And I know
yes
we're going to have a lot of information to give people at the end of the interview, but tell us where you are and a little bit about your clientele. I know you have men as clients as well as women, but I know that most of the people who are going to be interested in hearing about what you do will be our female listeners. But tell us about your clientele and about your location.
Our clients are all over the country. We even have international clients, because we have this amazing virtual matchmaking coaching program for women that's been amazingly successful. And that's what we, you know, so our clients can be anywhere. We can work with clients basically all over the country, unless they're in, like, say, Memphis or something. You know, we don't really have a database or outreach there. But most major cities, we definitely can take on clients. And I work with clients all over. I have a couple of clients in London as well. We have a couple of clients in London as well for virtual matchmaking. And then, you know, it's basically, I'm in Manhattan, and I work exclusively with certain clients. And my clients are, most of my personal clients are in Texas, Boston, New York, LA, San Diego, like Southern and Northern California, and that's about it.
Wow, that's a lot. But today, one thing about technology that's really awesome is you can work anywhere, anytime, day or night, and it's
Yes.
quite remarkable. What do you think about this zero net thing? It's a little bit of a concern, I think, because for people that use the internet and who have internet businesses, that might be a little bit of a roadblock. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing changes already just in the delivery time of some of these major websites. It's quite interesting.
It is. It's kind of disturbing. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I've heard about it a little bit, and it's scary because it's like somebody's controlling where you go and how fast it's going to be. I mean, people don't have patience anymore. When they go on a website, we have analytics that tells us people are going to stay on there for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and if the delivery of the website is going to be so slow, nobody's going to want to go to that site,
I
or
think it's 3 or 4 seconds now. When you go somewhere, it's like 3 seconds, and people will be, if they're not getting what they want, they'll be off.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. So when you think about interfering with that could be a problem.
Yes, and I have to add that, this is the same thing that's going on in the dating world today. I wanted to kind of make a connection with that because when you're on dating apps, right, and you're just swiping left and right, you're looking at it and you're looking at a profile, you're just looking at a photo and you're not even looking at it for a minute. You're looking
Yeah.
at it for 10 seconds or less and you're just swiping. That's not how you don't meet people like that. You don't make a connection like that. And this is one of the biggest reasons why people are single today is because we're looking at dating apps and we're looking at just pictures and swiping left and right, and it's our attention span is just not long. It's so short. We look at things and we're on to the next, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Unfortunately, yeah, unfortunately, that's what the technology era has brought to us. But there are a lot of good things. But before we get too off topic, I would love for you to address this wonderful list that you and I put together when we talked the first time. And I have to tell you, I'm just going to give you a heads up. I wish I didn't have to do any of them, but we're going to have two breaks, and one of them is going to come up in about 10 minutes. So I hope we can get through this list, quite a bit before we go to a break. Let's start with the first thing we talked about. And this I thought was brilliant. It's what you're saying. Give someone a chance. You really can't give someone a chance if you're swiping left and right. And so one of the great things about your service is that people actually have an organic experience of meeting somebody, yes?
Yes. So, with my service, with our Elite Matchmaking service, you are actually meeting people. You're talking to them. Like, for example, the virtual matchmaking service that we have, that I was telling you about for women. Women are actually able to get to know someone in the proper way. When you're on an online dating site, there is a protocol that you have to follow. And if you don't follow it, you're not going to meet the right people. So how do you communicate with somebody via email? What is the proper etiquette for that? But then what do you do to get them to meet with them in person and to talk to them on the phone so you can actually make a connection? You want to limit your conversation via email and you want to get the person on the phone if you really want to get to know someone instead of just, doing virtual emails. So you get them on the phone right away. Once you've exchanged a couple of emails, you get them on the phone, you talk to them, you get to know them, and then you get to know where they're working, what their last names are, and then you meet with them in person within the first week. So you're making a human connection. You're using technology to meet people because you have more options when you're online dating. But how do you do it is the biggest thing. It's going to be the biggest factor in your success of meeting the right person.
Yes, definitely. Now, you are married. So I have to ask you, how did you meet your husband?
I met him at the gym.
Let's talk about that too, because you did mention, meet people, be open, keep your eyes and ears open. Somebody may be right in front of you. So tell us
Yes.
how you met your hubby.
So I was working out at the gym, and he had seen me a few times. I was dating somebody at the time, but he had noticed me. And then I broke up with a guy that I was dating, and he asked my friend about me a couple of times. First time she told him that I was dating someone, and then I came back, and he asked again, and he said, well, you know, you can go talk to her, but definitely don't go talk to her while she's working out, because she gets really edgy about that. So my husband didn't really come up to me at the gym. He actually met me, you know, he had seen me at the gym several times. He'd known a little bit about me from my friend. He actually came up to me when I was out and about, just walked up to me and said, hey, you're the girl from the gym. How are you doing? And started talking to me, and we started having a conversation. I was not looking for a relationship at the time, but we started having a conversation, and we just really liked each other, and basically the rest is history. We've been together since that day.
And it went smoothly, given your skills. I'm sure that your communication and your skills, understanding men as you do, and understanding what's important in a good relationship. So you
yes.
have to write the book, right? You have to write the book.
I definitely have to. And here's the thing, you know, the biggest thing is having a list, and I'm sure you're going to go into this, so I will just save it for you to bring it up, because I definitely want to share with the audience on what you think you want and what you really need.
Yes. Yes. Well, that was, we put a lot of things on the list, and one of them was get your head out of your cell phone and out of your prejudice and out of your delusions. You talked
yes.
about the delusions. So let's get our heads into reality, and let's be open, not to what we think we necessarily want. You told this really funny story about this 60-some-odd-year-old woman who kind of wanted to go out with much younger men, not too realistic,
yes.
and actually take a look at what you're looking for, but also what you need in your life. So you want to address that right now? Because that's a big one.
Yes, that's such a big one. And it's so different for everyone. So basically, you know, I get a lot of people who have this long list of things that they want in a partner. And, you know, none of us are perfect. And sometimes I feel like most people that I work with can kind of overcome that with coaching. But, you know, some people can be extremely delusional about what they're looking for versus what they really want. You're looking for all these things on a list that are unrealistic. You're never going to find the right person to be in a relationship with. Maybe you're scared, and maybe you have a lot of fears, and subconsciously you're stopping yourself from actually finding the right person. That's why you have such a long list of things that you want in a partner. I mean, this is not like going to the grocery store and getting something tangible. You may think you need all these things, but then you may meet someone who doesn't have like three of those things, five of those things on your list, because your list may have like 20 things. Or most of the things on the list are not there, but you have that perfect connection. It's a genuine connection you have with someone, and you really feel comfortable with them, but they don't have everything that's on your list. Are you going to just disregard that person and say, you know what, I may have the best connection with them and haven't met somebody like this in 20 years, but they don't have all these things on my list, so it's not going to work out.
Exactly.
You know?
It's really silly. I do have to just share my little story with you. I became single after many, many, many years of marriage, and I have grown children. And I'm a New Yorker, but I'm a fairly kind of conservative, you know, older person from, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of generations back. And you know, I had certain attitudes and opinions about, you know, men and what my ideal man would look like. I had been married to a Harvard lawyer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine, you know, you can build the scenario in your mind, right?
Yes.
So I started, you know, I was out and about and dating and meeting and greeting and what have you. And
yes.
I met this man. And I had a photograph of him, and I started dating him, and my daughter got a glimpse of the picture. I swear to you, hand to heart, she almost fainted. Her boyfriend was standing there, and she said, Mom, I cannot believe this. This man is the total opposite of anything you would think a woman like myself would be attracted to. I wouldn't even have thought that I would have been interested or attracted to this man, but he is the most fun. We've been together quite a while, and we have the
wow.
best time. So you really, I mean, here's a guy with muscles and tattoos and a bald-shaved head and diamond earrings. Okay.
That's so hilarious.
Juxtapose Harvard lawyer, okay?
Oh, my God.
Shaved head, diamond studs, big muscles, tattoos, okay?
The point is,
you're so right. I loved what you were saying. You know, you just nail it. You go, be open and you know, don't be prejudiced and be realistic and stop being delusional. You also talked about having manners, which I think is such a critical thing, too. You want to talk about having manners, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back with the rest of the list, which is wonderful.
Of course. Yes. Having manners is so important because nowadays I feel like everybody's lost manners. Even the baby boomers are losing it a little bit. And I feel the biggest thing is like, okay, if you don't really care about someone, you don't want to, you've been on a few dates with them, call them up. Don't text them and break up with them over a text. Call them up and say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm not really feeling a connection, or I met someone. Like, give them the courtesy, like be courteous, be just give them the courtesy of a call. Like, call them and tell them that. Don't send a text. Don't disappear out of nowhere. You've been on two dates and then you disappear. Don't do that. That is, I feel like that is just so rude. And it's karma. When you're dating, that's going to happen to you. And then you're going to be hurt. And you're going to ask all those questions. Like, don't just do that to someone and disappear, because I hear this all the time. Ghosting is real. People disappear. You've been on two or three dates with them. You've been talking to them and all of a sudden they're gone with no explanation. You get a text message. Hey, I don't think I can see you anymore. Give the other person an explanation. If you've been on dates with them, you were interested in them at one point, don't just leave. I feel like that's really rude. For men, I feel like men should always pay. I know we live in a society where, you know, there's a lot of, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, we can go Dutch, or, you know, feminists and things like that. I'm against the whole thing. When you're on a date, a man should pay and should treat a woman like a woman. I feel like most women out there want to be still treated like a woman. So I feel, you know, you want to open the doors, you want to be a gentleman. And women, let the men be the man, you know, let a man be a man. Like, let him pay, let him, you know, open the door for you.
Absolutely. That's what I tell my daughter. And it's a great test to see how a man's going to treat you. It's a great way to really get to know about,
yes,
you know, his attitude about women. But I love this conversation. We are going to take a very short break. Nobody go anywhere, because Samara is giving us lots of secrets. So we will be right back.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful peer presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
Call 888-354-HEAL.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
And we are back. We are talking to the founder, if you will, of Lasting Connections, which is a, I want to say, matchmaking boutique, a love boutique in New York City, which was started by Samara Sullivan. Samara, thank you so much. I'm having such a ball talking to you. This is one of my favorite subjects.
Me too.
I get to choose my my guests, and I saw you, and I said, "Oh, we must have her."
I'm so glad
you could accommodate the time. So we were talking about manners. We were talking about ghosting. You know, that's also happening to people in jobs too. People go out for jobs.
Yes.
Today, it's considered normal that you do not give anyone the courtesy of even saying, well, we haven't chosen you, or we have another, you know, we've picked another candidate. And I think even if it's not in the dating scene, if you've ever been ghosted in any situation, it's good to remember that when you're in the position of, you know, doing the courtesy. So that's something that we want to kind of leave a thought behind on. Now, you also said some wonderful things about simplicity, and about coaching is better than therapy. So can you address those, please?
Of course. I have had so many people tell us, see, so with Lasting Connections and the workshop program we have, I have other matchmakers who work with clients, and they're all trained and educated and are amazing coaches. Those are the only people we hire. So I'm going to tell you, the clients I worked with, the clients my matchmakers have worked with are so thankful, because they have literally told us that the coaching that we have done with them has been better than 10 years of therapy. Because in therapy, first of all, I mean, I'm not putting down therapy. You need therapy, but you have to find the right therapist. What the difference between a therapist and a coach is that a coach is going to push you to do things. They're going to push you out of your comfort zone. They're going to listen to you, but they're also going to tell you what you need to do to change your life or to change the patterns that you have been repeating for the last few years or for most of your life. So I feel that, you know, because of the feedback that I've gotten from my clients, the transformation that they have created in their lives, the transformation that they made in their lives because of coaching, is motivated to even create better programs and in helping people, because it actually tells you what you need to do, what you're not doing, how to apply it to the real world to change your pattern so you can be in a relationship that's meaningful and that's going to be long lasting versus just listening to your problems and summarizing it and telling you that you have a problem.
That's a very, very interesting comment. I do want to bring up one thing, and you having, you know, your clinical psych training, I think the big thing about therapy for most of us that go into therapy is, and this is directly connected to dating success and relationship success, self-esteem. It's all about self-esteem. If you don't have self-esteem, you're going to be unsuccessful in so many areas, and dating is one of them, or relationships is one of them. So sometimes you can go to a therapist to deal with self-esteem issues, and then you go to a coach to basically help you apply some practical possibilities and tools to feel better or to grow. But I do think that the therapy...
To grow.
Yeah,
to grow.
Often is about self-esteem, and we did talk about that. So I would love for you to talk about, like, the most important thing in the world in terms of anything in your life is that you have to feel good about yourself, because we touched upon that. So can you talk some more to that?
Yes. So, you know, relating to dating, I think it's so important that we're comfortable with ourselves and our core issues. You know, some of the things that some people may have really major issues with their self-esteem. And sometimes we do work with therapists in this regard as well. I think the biggest thing is having confidence in yourself and your ability to choose the right person and feeling good about yourself. If you don't feel good about yourself, then you're never going to feel good about anything, and you're never going to attract the right person in your life. You're going to attract narcissists. You're going to attract the wrong people. I have seen this in the past. I've talked to many women who were, you know, they hadn't worked on their self-esteem issues, and they were not as confident in themselves, and they attracted the wrong people in their lives, you know, narcissist types. They were married to them. And they worked on themselves. And, you know, once they got out of that relationship, they not only got some therapy, but they also got coaching, and it's really helped them. Because I feel like what happens is when you're not confident in yourself and in your ability to choose the right person, you choose the wrong person. And then you repeat your patterns over and over again. And so we've been able to help women who actually had a pattern of attracting narcissistic men. And they were looking for those things on their list. The last narcissistic boyfriend that they had, they were looking basically for the same type of guy again, and it came up on their list that they shared with us.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's really weird how this happens, how this comes up, and the patterns. And this is why I feel that coaching is very important, and I feel that the confidence part is something that you have to work on yourself first. You have to work on your confidence. You have to love yourself before you attract somebody else to love you. Because if you don't love yourself, nobody else is going to love you.
And don't you feel that, this is just my observation, because I shared with you, I do relationship communication coaching. I wrote a book about it, and I've been doing this for a very, mm-hmm. very long time. I've also done a lot of research in the field in hospitals. And the thing that, you know, the discovery that, you know, I would like to share is that basically when people are having relationships and when they are involved in communicating with another person, they can come from their ego, they can mm-hmm. come from their heart. Mm-hmm. They can come from their soul. There are many different parts of you that you can
yes.
lead with. You can lead with your ego, and you can lead with your heart. And then you can find a balance in between where you're a more centered person. And what I've noticed is that, and I've asked a lot of men, I ask men a lot of questions and women a lot of questions, because I have a private practice and I do, you know, coaching mm-hmm. as you do. And here's the thing. What's so interesting, when you ask women what they like about men and don't like about men, and you ask men the same question, it's fascinating. But the more authentic and down-to-earth a person is, the more they are not looking for something from another person. It's as if
yes.
It's as if people smell it. They can smell it. They can
yes.
sense it. They can taste it. If you go into meeting a man or a woman and you want something from them, you're looking for security. You're looking for
yes.
love. You're looking for, you know, status, or you're looking for sex. I spoke to one man the other day. This fellow, he was talking about, he was saying women, older women, you know, they just want to have a good time, and older men, they want love. And you and I talked about this. It's like high school. When the boys were young and the girls were young, we wanted the love, they wanted the sex. And now women want sex and men want love. It's kind of, you know, as you get
yes.
to be a senior, you know, it's really
yes.
funny. Yeah.
And it's okay. And it's you know, there's stigmas around that still, and I feel some people don't feel as comfortable doing that, but I think it's okay as you get older for women to just kind of go out there and have a companion. You don't have to get married. You don't have to be, you know, in a long, like, you don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to share everything. It's okay to have a companion.
Absolutely. And that was another topic, sex and love over 55. Okay.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
I mean, you do know that the largest group growing group in the country are us. I'm a senior, okay?
Yes.
So I'm rooting for the seniors, you know. When you get to be in your 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, I just went over the line into one of those age groups. And when you cross the line and you really are a senior, not a 50-year-old senior, you realize everything has changed. You've changed your body, your mind, your life, your experience, and so has men's experiences changed. So can you talk about that? Because that's a very kind of like a specialty subject.
Of course. I feel like women have so much power as they get older. They know what they want. Sometimes they're really rigid in what they want and what they're looking for. And I feel like they need to soften up a little bit. But I feel, you know, if you've been married for such a long time and now you're 55, you're coming out of a marriage, you don't know what's exactly going on. And I feel that the biggest thing that I've seen in women and how they transform once they come, like first when they're like coming out of a divorce, they don't know what to do because they've been married for so long. They're like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? How am I going to date? I don't know how to do this technology stuff. What do I do? And I feel like the biggest where you can really start is like really work on yourself, right? So go look for, say, some, you know, if you're into yoga and you know, meditation, go for something that's going to feed your soul. So you start with feeding your soul. What feels good? Like now you've been taking care of other people. Now you need to take care of yourself, your soul. Find yourself again. So that's the first step that you're going to do is you're going to basically take care of your soul and get out there and see what you like again. What feels good to you? What are some of your hobbies and interests? But also work on your outer image. I feel like image is so important. So now you're single and you're thinking about kind of dating, but you don't know what to do. I think really to boost up your confidence and to feel good about yourself, the biggest thing that I have seen in women that's really transformed them is when they really change their image, like go get a different hair color, go get a haircut that's different, get it styled, get some new clothes, you know, work on your outer image while you're working on your soul. And that's going to definitely make you feel better because when you look better, you feel better, you're doing all these things, your soul is feeling good, you're looking good, you're working out, you know, you're doing things for yourself. I think that's like the biggest thing that women, when they first become single, they need to do is kind of focus on themselves because they have nothing else to really focus on, right? They've taken care of their kids.
Yeah, and part of that is it's rediscovery. It's like you're discovering yourself. It's
graduating
kind of like
high school.
Right. It's like you've taken this huge course. You know, you've gotten married. You've been through all of that. You've raised children. You've struggled. You've worked. You've been a homemaker. You know, you've been maybe a caretaker for parents. You've gone through a tremendous experience. So now you have
you
to
really
take
are in your 20s now.
Well, yeah, in a sense, because, you know, the woman, I mean, we're so freed up. You know, and most of us, quite honestly, once we get unmarried and our children are all grown up, we're not necessarily looking for that deep-rooted, you know, hardcore commitment relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about rediscovery, don't you, when you get a little older?
It is.
It's about finding out who you are now?
Yes, it is about rediscovery, big time. It is all about that and finding yourself again and what you like and what, you know, what is it that's going to make you happy now? What is the kind of person that you're attracted to now? What, of course, you know, with the means, like you have to, can't be delusional. You can't be like, okay, I'm 60 and you know, I look really great and this and that. And now I'm going to date a 30-year-old. I mean, that's a little bit too much. I've seen women do that too. It's really working on yourself and, you know, being empowered and understanding that there's a lot of options out there if you play your cards right and you just have to get out there and get out of your comfort zone because a lot of this stuff is going to be uncomfortable, but you have to get out of your comfort zone if you really
Absolutely.
Want to live life and enjoy it.
You talked about something that was fascinating. You were talking about, you know, how we can delude ourselves about, you know, everybody thinks they look so good for their age and everybody thinks they look so much younger.
Everybody.
Okay, everybody thinks they look great. Now, here's the thing. How important do you think it is that people consider having cosmetic surgery? I mean, do you say to your clients, I know you told me that if you have an obese patient, you might say, look, you know, we have to talk about this. What about if there's an obvious problem? You know, they have bad teeth. They have their eyes are so puffy, or there's some real issues going on. I mean, how do you manage that? And are you finding a trend that people are willing to kind of spruce themselves up physically, not only, you know, in terms of clothes and hairstyles and what have you, but are people more likely to go out now, men and women, and actually, you know, kind of tweak what nature gave them?
Yes, yes, they are. And it's all based on what you're looking for, right? So if you're looking for somebody who, if you're looking for somebody who is, you know, attractive and, you know, you want them to be fit, then of course you have to be fit physically. I mean, it doesn't mean that you ran a marathon, you're fit. Like, you have to look physically fit if that's what you're looking for, like looks wise. Obviously, you have to look like that too to attract that kind of a person. I think it's okay. I will suggest sometimes, you know, it all depends on the client and what they're looking for and what their list is about and the physical characteristics that they're interested in a partner. Then I will tell them, look, you know, you're looking for a partner like this. Maybe I'm going to suggest that you do this, this, this. I always tell people if they're overweight or if they have some weight to lose, I always motivate them to lose weight. I always tell them what they need to do to improve themselves on the outside, just because that's how you attract a partner. And then your personality is what's going to keep them. So, you know, looks do matter at any age, for men and women both. And depending on the person and what their expectations are, I will let them know what to do, or I'll just give them suggestions and it's up to them to take it.
It must be hard for them to hear some of this, but they are paying you. So I would assume if they're giving you a fee, they really want your honest opinion.
Yes, and about their clothes, about their hair, everything. They tell me, you know, can you just be honest with me? What do I need to do? If they have bad pictures, I see them in person and I'm like, okay, or on video chat, and I'm like, man, you look so much better than your pictures. We need to get more photos of you. I tell this to everybody, though. Everybody needs new photos of themselves and feel like a model for a photo shoot, because it's so important in the whole process. So I tell people the honest truth, because and there's times where people don't want to hear the honest truth, and it's okay. You know, not everybody's going to be our clientele, and it's okay. So, but our job is to be honest and to really help them get out there in the dating world and be successful, not frustrated.
Absolutely. We are going to take another break. I can't believe the time is flying by, Samira. So we're going to take another break. We're coming right back. She has a lot more to spill. So don't go anywhere.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of Health Corp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888 888- 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
Call 888-354-HEAL.
We are back with Samira Sullivan, who is the proprietress, I guess that's the word, of Lasting Relationships, which is a boutique love service. It's like Lasting Connections, which is all about having lifelong partners and life partners that we can be happy with and can be happy with us. Now, before the break, we were talking about so many things, and one of the things that I want to make sure to get in here before we complete our call, which I can't believe is practically over.
Oh my God. I know. Wow.
You said some really profound things. You said, and if men are listening, I want to just let you know right now, this is, you know, we're apologizing. You said, as men get older, they get needier, and it's interesting because the comment I made earlier was that it's like high school in the sense it's the reverse. When we were in high school, boys didn't need girls. They just wanted to go out and, you know, mess around
yes.
and make out and all that. Mm-hmm. But we know that men need women. Women don't need men necessarily. When we're younger, we need men so we can have babies
yes.
and we can, mm-hmm. you know, they can take care of us while we have the babies. But as we get older, men really need the care and the love and the support and the attention of women. So you wanted to tell women something about that. And so I would love for you to just, you know, expound on that.
I think women get so independent, and this is something that I've dealt with women, not just, you know, older women, but like women over 30, not only just like in New York City and in other places, mostly in New York City, I see it a lot. But I see it everywhere, basically. So this is the problem. As women get older, I feel that they get so independent and they've taken care of everybody. So they harden up a little bit. And men want more nurturing. They want women to nurture them. They want women to be impressed with them. They want an ego boost. They want all these things because that's just how men are. And one of the reasons I feel that a lot of older men date younger women, from my observations, not all older men, this is not a case for all older men, but some of the older men who are really into younger women, one of the reasons I hear is, you know, at least she's happy and excited about the things that I do for her. She appreciates me. She thinks she adores me. You know, she's thankful for everything I do for her. She's so expressive and loving and nurturing and lets me do things for her and things like that. I feel as you get older, women have to soften up a little bit and let the man kind of lead and make the plans and treat you like a woman. And you also have to, like, you have to show him that you love him or you care for them and that you're impressed by him. I feel a lot of women don't do that as they get older because they just have kind of been impressed by a lot of different things, so they don't get impressed with things that easily. And men need that. They need the ego boost. And I feel that as one of my biggest advice for women is to be to soften up a little bit and to be a little bit less independent. It's good to be independent. But let the man do things for you. Let
yes,
him take charge.
Yes, and men show love by doing.
They
have a purpose. They want to have purpose. They want to have a direction. And men show their love by doing. They may not say it. They may not express it the way we do. But I think it's very important for women to be reminded of that. You know, the man that I date, he says, never listen to what a man says. He says, it doesn't matter what he says. Watch what he does. Watch what he does. Yes. Watch how he treats you. Watch how he shows up. And I think that's really true.
It is true. And if you take that away from the man, if you take the one thing that they love doing is doing things for you and making a difference, and seeing the expression on your face, if you take that away from him, he's not going to feel that great about himself. And so men do, it's really important that you see how the man treats you, how he acts, how, if he's calling you, if he's making plans. I mean, those are the things that show the characteristics of a person. And that's what you should always, always look at, not what
Absolutely.
He says, because they can say all kinds of things.
Absolutely. And one thing that I want to talk about, this is the dark side of us gals. I think as we get older, we too have gotten a little jaded. We've gotten a little
yes.
bitter, gotten a little tainted. You know, life was not the Hallmark movie. It wasn't the Harlequin romance novel that we wanted it to be. And I think that you can run into men. I mean, you've certainly met men and women who,
yes.
you know, we've been, you know, kind of damaged. We've been a little
yes.
Embittered and scarred.
Yes.
And I think, I'm sure you talk to people about this. One of
All
the things
time.
That I hear over and over again from men and women, if you have a positive, glasses half full attitude, you're going to be far more successful in everything, especially
yes.
in dating. Do you
yes.
want to speak to that for a moment?
Yes, you manifest everything. So if you're going to be positive and if you're going to be super bitter and think there's nobody out there because you're not going to show that in your actions. You're not going to smile at people. You're not going to try to make conversation with the man who's in the grocery store next to you or in the coffee shop in the line in front of you. You're just not even going to try anymore if you have that bitter, bitter perspective. If you think the glass is half full and you have more hope, then you're going to smile more. You're going to be nicer to other people. You're going to have conversations with people. You're going to try. You have to try. You have to have hope because you manifest everything. If you want a guy that you want a man in your life that, you know, is a great guy, you can spend the rest of your life with, you can travel with, you can start really manifesting and thinking about that somebody like that is going to come in your life and open your arms and be hopeful and think about it and imagine it. That person will come in your life. I do believe in this. I believe that manifesting is, you can manifest a lot of things in your life if you really believe in yourself and you believe in it happening. I feel if you're going to be bitter and you're going to have the negative feelings about dating and negative feelings about men because all these things have happened to you in the past and you haven't forgiven and you haven't forgotten, then you're going to just attract negative energy, negative men, negative people. And it's kind of the same cycle. So you have to break the cycle.
That is so important. I had the pleasure of interviewing one guest who has been doing a lot of research on intention, like what we intend. You know, not what we think we're creating, but what our intention is. And intention is a powerful thing. If we intend to be happy and if we intend to be successful, like if I come to you as a client and my intention is to let you help me,
yes.
you know, you're going to help me because that's what I want. That's my intention. But if my intention is that, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to dig my heels in and I'm going to say, I'll show you. It's not that simple. I've been out there for a long time and I can't meet somebody. So I think intention is another factor that people have to realize.
Yes.
We have to look at ourselves and say, what is my real intention? Honestly, sincerely, what is my real intention? Do you
exactly.
run into that a lot?
Yes, 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 a lot. I have seen, and sometimes you can break, you know, those patterns, and you can break that. If somebody has intentions of coming to me, and then they say that, oh God, I have not found anyone yet. I wonder if you're going to be able to do it, or if it's ever going to happen for me. You know, things like that. Sometimes we can take them out of it. We can have them come out of it and just change that perspective into more positivity. But then I've had people who've come to me and I haven't taken them on as clients, or my matchmakers haven't taken them on as clients because they're so negative. And their intention is based, they're fearful, they're scared, and they're not willing to break, like they're not willing to break out of it. They're so fearful. They really don't want to meet someone. They want to meet someone, but they don't really, they're so scared, and the fear is taking over the better half. Like the fear is really taking over their body. It's taking over their mindset, everything. And they're not going to be able to meet someone or bring someone in their lives if they're not going to get over that fear. And sadly, there's people who just have too much of it and they can't overcome it.
Right. And it's fear of rejection. I was talking to someone the other day and I had asked him a question. He was saying that, you know, he meets women that he would like to ask out. And I say, oh, well, why don't you ask them out? He says, fear of rejection. You know, I don't want to get rejected. What has surprised me, and I don't know if it surprised you, at this age, you know, the older crowd, 55 and over, I think there's more men who are afraid of rejection.
Yes.
They're afraid of physical failure. They have performance concerns. That's a whole other subject we could talk about in a whole other interview. You know, what goes on with sexuality, you know, body image for both men and women, and sensuality and performance and all of that. That's another big boulder. But you work with a lot of young people, and that's generally not the same issue as it is with older people. So I think age does matter, the parameters, the guidelines, and all those things. But we actually have 2 minutes left. I'm going to say this. This is what you said, and I want to let you run with this to close out the show, because it was just wonderful. You said there is no shortage of men and women. Just change your mindset.
Yes. There are so many men and there's so many women out there, and you just have to go out there and show yourself out, expose yourself, talk to people, meet people out and about, make eye contact, smile at people. There's a lot of great men and women out there. Stop being on your dating app. Stop going on dating sites and start communicating like we used to in the old days. Start meeting people when you're out and about. Get dressed up to go to the grocery store. I'm not saying get dressed up like a wedding, but get dressed up and put your lip gloss on and your bronzer. And guys, don't just go to the grocery store with your socks and shoes and Birkenstocks or whatever. Look good. Smile at the woman next to you or the man next to you. Make some conversation, compliment her like we used to in the old days. And that's how we used to meet people. If you can do these things, you can meet someone, because there are so many people around you. There's never a shortage of single men and women. It's just that our attention span's not there anymore. So if we can make that happen, we can meet the right person.
Absolutely. I just have to tell you, this is, I think, such an important topic. I want people to go to your website. Let's talk about that page. Ladies, it's www. Samira Sullivan, correct? It's S-A-M-E-E-R-A Sullivan.com. That's www.samira, S-A-M-E-E-R-A Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N.com. And you also have a site for men who can contact you if they're looking for a partner as well. And that is lastingconnections.net. And can you give us your phone number just so that people can contact you?
Yes. So our phone number is 1-800-836-9885. That's 1-800-836-9885. lastingconnections.net for men. And Samira, S-A-M as in Mary, E-E-R-A, Sullivan.com for women.
Wonderful. Samira, I am so thrilled that you came on our show. I want to tell the audience that Samira, my daughter-in-law, is also Persian and gorgeous like Samira is. And I was thrilled to meet another beautiful Persian woman. My daughter-in-law, I said to my son, boy, is he lucky. They're both very lucky, and they have each other. So not only do you have the skills and the education and the talent, you really are an example of, I think, with your elegance and your femininity and how you present yourself, you're such an example of what we really need to get
back to.
We need to get back to that, and that's part of your coaching as
you're
well.
You're so kind.
Thank you again.
Great
having
Georgiana.
You on the show. You take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Have a good
okay.
day. Bye.
Bye-bye.